G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today, it's Saturday the 16th of October. Let's talk games. Well, first of all, I said the other day that Battlefield would be announcing their final game mode early Friday morning, and this one has sparked my interest. Bit of a shame it wasn't in the beta, but you know, we can't all get what we want, so let's just talk about it. The mode is called Hazard Zone, as I said, and it sounds pretty intense. The game mode is a 32-player, 4-member squad-based survival mode, which can be played on any one of the 7 Battlefield maps at launch. DICE is saying basically that the objective isn't to kill your enemies, but to extract from the map and stay alive. You need to retrieve critical data drives that are scattered around the map when you first start, and as you're playing, more satellites come crashing down to Earth, giving you more access to this critical data that you have to collect. Now, other squads are going to try to do the same thing, so you've got to sort of approach it with some tactic recon and some strategy, and you basically really only get one life unless you've got some reinforcement uplinks, which are like allows you to bring your teammates back from the dead. So just to add to the pressure, you're not only just going to get the one life, but you're also going to get, as the title predicts, it's a hazard zone, Mother Nature trying to take you out every which way. So, you know, a tornado is not going to be uncommon. There's only 2 extraction opportunities per match, and basically only one of your squad needs to extract for your squad to win. So if you can survive and extract, you'll be rewarded. And that's with XP and dark market credits, they're saying, which basically sort of acts like the old Counter-Strike system, giving you more equipment to start with the next match. So that's an interesting part that's been sort of spoken about, that, you know, if you do well in one game, you're likely to do well in the next. I wonder how the balancing goes, but I'm sure it'll work out. And it actually sounds pretty good, but I wasn't a huge fan of the gameplay with the beta. So while this game mode sounds great, I just wonder if those gameplay adjustments of slowing the game down, etc., will work out. With this game mode, though, it seems like we're going to be much more careful on our approach. So it sounds pretty cool to me. Hope it is. If you own Deathloop, Game 1 update has just come out for both the PC and PlayStation 5. The update is 5GB on the PS5 and 11GB for the PC gamers. The update apparently fixes a number of camera smoothness issues, behaviors around the NPC, and issues that cause the game to crash, especially on the PC. The PC version also gets NVIDIA DLSS support and support for the Sony PS5 controller, allowing you to have audio come out of the controller while you're playing. It's a big update, a major update, an improvement, a lot of features, it's pretty large. I know a lot of people are playing this, so it'll be welcome news to those who are. Call of Duty Vanguard, the new Call of Duty game, which is coming November 5th, developed by Treyarch, has shown off their zombie mode, which we all knew was coming. You and 3 mates will team up to take down a Nazi officer, Oberfuhrer, can't say his last name, who has an army of the dead. The game allows players to collect sacrificial hearts, which you can offer at altars to get randomized upgrades. One of those is being able to turn zombies into allies and many other things. If you're a Halo fan, Halo competitive players might be interested in a competitive revealed video that was done today. Game launches 9th of December. Go and search for that one. It's got things about how the map's radar is turned off and the battle rifle is the default weapon and things like that. The game is not too far away. We haven't seen any single player, well, not a lot of single player. And we know the co-op's delayed, so it's interesting that we're getting a lot of multiplayer news, and we know that this multiplayer is going to be free to play and can launch on its own. Starting to wonder if it's going to be delayed, the single player. Hopefully not. Halo is always a great game to play on the Xbox, or you can play it on the PC. I know it's going to be on Xbox and Game Pass at launch. Let's cross fingers that we at least get the single player and multiplayer on December 9th. In a slightly related news item about Infinite, Aussies that have pre-ordered the Halo Infinite Xbox Series X console are going to have to wait another 10 days to get their Xbox. Freight constraints in Australia have delayed the console from the 15th to the 25th, apparently. Animal Crossing players may like to know about the Animal Crossing New Horizons Direct, which has aired at the same time I'm about to upload this. So I don't have anything to say about it right now, but it's expected to go for 20 minutes with lots of news in the latest update, which has many reveals expected. It's said that they'll finally reintroduce Brewster, who is a pigeon that runs The Roost, which is a coffee shop, and fans were predicting that it's a cafe where people can hang out. I'm sure there's plenty of surprises and it will have been aired by now, so go take a look. It's a very significant game because it was played during the COVID pandemic and it changed a lot of people's lives and got us through it. I suspect people will be happy to hear the latest and get behind this. Sticking with Nintendo, let's talk about Metroid Prime. You may have heard of the issues that if you play Metroid Prime right now, there's a game-closing bug in the game that stops all progression near the end of the game. This effectively means that you have to start again. Good news though. I quote Nintendo, "We are aware of an error in the Metroid Dread game that prevents the player from proceeding when the specific sequence below is followed near the end of the game. Near the end of the game, if the player destroys a door while a map marker for that specific door is displayed on the map, the game will forcibly close and a message will appear saying the software was closed because of an error occurred. We are preparing a software update to prevent this error, which should be available in October 2021. End quote. So there you have it. That's getting fixed. So perhaps you're playing it right now. Perhaps you might want to look out for that bug or wait for the update. For fans of the Dragon Age games, Dragon Age 4 is said to be only coming to current gen consoles and of course PC. As a new gen gamer, I personally am happy about it. It means we're going to get a more polished version of the game. Well, that's all I've got for this Saturday. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I look forward to seeing you all again tomorrow. Remember, if you can subscribe, like, give me a thumbs up on whatever you're listening on, I'd appreciate it. Catch you later.